Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast, number 914A. The A segments are always the ones that have the news of the week and what it means to you. This week, daily baby aspirin lowers ovarian cancer risk. These six habits reduce your breast cancer risk. Eating processed meat increases breast cancer risk by about 20%. And a good marriage helps you live longer, especially for men and women. Women need a good marriage, men any kind of marriage, to get living longer benefit. The difference between men and women. A study suggests more older women may benefit from a bone drug. They aren't taking it enough. Sleep-deprived teens are much more likely to drink, smoke, and have unsafe sex. U.S. still outpaces other nations in infant and child mortality. That's not a good thing. And yo-yo cardio readings signal your heart risks by a lot. By the way, something else that signals your heart risk, if you ever get a CT of your abdomen for any reason, have them look at your aorta. Does it have calcium? Those are strongly predictive. Another thing predictive, 1 in 3 U.S. adults eat fast food each day, and southern cooking is what's killing African Americans. It's not a laughing matter. We are getting obese. The country is getting obese. The people who live in the South are getting more obese than the rest of us. And their health care costs are going up substantially. Their disabilities are going up. And it's their cooking heritage that is getting them kicked in the wrong places. Asthma appears to increase the risk of obesity. And studies in healthy older people are now aiming to prevent Alzheimer's, and something we'll cover next week in much more detail. Study casts doubt on light drinking's benefits. Well, you've heard a bunch of stories on aspirin. I've told you that aspirin, in a baby aspirin twice a day, morning and evening, with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards, decreases your risk of recurrent heart disease by about 40%, recurrent stroke by 40%, even if you take it regularly. You got to take it regularly because there's a rebound if you don't. Rebound in clotting, rebound in other rates. But if you take it regularly, decreases your risk of first heart attack by 47% in the recent study. Didn't see that in the headlines, but you did hear it here. And that's the data. So if an intention to treat analysis, because so many people who are supposed to take it don't, and so many people who are supposed to be in the control group decide they want to take it, that's no difference. But if you just look at the people who follow the protocol, those who take it versus those who don't, 47% reduction. And in this study, as I said, 9 cancers, between a 20 and 40% reduction, including breast cancer, and ovarian cancer, colon cancer, esophageal cancer, rectal cancer, brain cancer. There are a whole bunch of cancers. The 6 habits that reduce your risk of breast cancer, limit alcohol consumption. You knew that. Exercise, you knew that. Eating a fiber-filled diet, you knew that. Not being obese, you knew that. Not smoking, you knew that. And thinking carefully about hormone replacement therapy and making sure if you do take hormone replacement therapy, you take an aspirin a day. What about the next study, if you will? And by the way, if you do things correctly, you reduce your breast cancer risk by 80%, recurrent risk by 90%, make sure you switch from the cooking fat to extra virgin olive oil. Have walnuts every day. These are wonderfully easy things. And avoid processed meat. Processed meats in this study, large study, each serving of processed meats a week was associated with a 9% increase in breast cancer risk compared to those who eat the lowest amounts. That's an awful lot. In larger other studies, it was about a 20% increased risk for one serving a day of 3 ounces. Processed meat, you know, bologna, salami, pepperoni. Yeah, that's right, pepperoni. Those things you find on pizza and in sandwich meat, bad for you. Good marriage, healthy, 20% reduction in all-cause mortality over a 20-year period. No, a 30-year period in this study of 1,900 people. What do they call good marriage? The people rated their marriage independently of everything else at the beginning and every 5 years as being very happy, pretty happy, or not too happy. The ones who said pretty happy or very happy, 20% lower risk than those who said not too happy of dying in that 38-year period. 19,000 people. Bone drug. A bone drug given every 18 months lowers the risk of fracture by about 75% in this study of 2,000 women age 71 who had moderate bone loss to begin with, 37% lower in those who had, who had broken a bone before after 6 years. That's pretty remarkable reduction in bone breakage from taking that. Unfortunately, they say that only about a third of the women who get prescribed it should, only a third of the women who should get prescribed it are getting prescribed it and taking it. It sounds like most of that is they aren't getting prescribed it. An IV infusion of generic reclast costs $200 to $500. But most of them are paid for 100% by insurance. And that's because that decrease in bone breakage is so prominent. Sleep-deprived teens are 2 times more likely to drink, smoke, and 3 times more likely to have unsafe sex or contemplate suicide. So what do we mean by sleep deprived? That means they get less than 6 hours a night compared with teens who get at least 8 hours a night. Guess how many get 8 hours a night? 3 out of 10. Guess who get less than 6 hours a night? Roughly 3 out of 10. So this is a study of, if you will, 30% versus 30% with a twofold increase in risky behaviors and a threefold increase in contemplating suicide. Make sure your teen gets enough sleep. You got to plan on it. Go to bed earlier. Infant mortality rates. Still, despite all the efforts, very high in the U.S., and still it is mortality rates from SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, have decreased, but from suffocation and strangulation, gone up. I don't understand that. Yo-yo cardio readings. If you have variations in your weight, blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar levels by more than about 20%. That is, if your values are more than, you take 10% of the values and you double it, if they're more than that difference, you're at the most high risk, about twice as more likely to die as those who have stable levels, whether even if they're higher. So the point is, don't yo-yo, get treatment and stay down, be consistent in your treatment. Next study is another sign. This was looking at 829 asymptomatic patients who are on average age 58. They then went and followed them for 10 years. Those that had calcifications were 5 times at risk of a future heart attack or stroke than those without abdominal calcifications. So If you get an ultrasound or a CT scan, have them look for coronary calcifications. And if you got them, do everything else to get healthy. Start managing stress. Stop smoking or getting involved with secondhand smoke. Get your blood pressure in the normal range, your LDL cholesterol in the normal range. Get your weight, work to get your weight down and stable at a lower level, under a 29.9 BMI. Get your hemoglobin A1C, your blood sugar under control. Stop eating red meat, processed meats, egg yolks. Stop eating excess sugar. Added syrups and simple carbs, and you're 90% likely to get rid of your risk. So, big deal. This is a wake-up call if you get that. And avoid fast food. You know, 1 in 3 U.S. adults eats fast food daily. My gosh, we're getting poisoned by the fast food industry. There is some good fast food. You can get salads there. You can get grilled chicken there. But boy, there's a lot of bad fast food. Or bad quick serve even food. Southern cooking, that's what's doing it. It's killing people in the South, including a lot of African Americans. Major difference in the risk of dying from African Americans and not over the country is, in fact, Southern style diet and the high blood pressure it's causing or bringing out in African Americans. Asthma increases the risk of obesity in adults. We don't know if controlling it decreases it. So I can't give you a action item there. There are a lot of studies now in healthy people aiming to prevent Alzheimer's. Enroll in one of them. You'll learn an awful lot about avoiding dementia by enrolling in one of those studies. A great book is coming out by one of my friends, Dr. Sabah, S-A-B-B-A-G-H. When it comes out, we'll have him on. But it's a wonderful study on how to prevent Alzheimer's and other dementias. And one of those ways may be to not drink more than 2 drinks a day. But there's a study this week that came out on that casts doubt on daily drinking's benefits. We'll come back to that in next week's News of the Week. News of the Week next week is number 915A. We'll be back with that. We have a lot of good stories I see coming up for next week as well. So stay, come back, download us, tell your friends about us, do rate us. Thanks for listening. Key points this week. Remember, there are a lot of ways, 6 things at least you can do to prevent breast cancer, including taking baby aspirin. That also decreases your ovarian cancer risk. Eating processed meat increases breast cancer risk. Getting married and have a good marriage, select that partner well, and keep your teens sleeping longer by going to bed earlier. Thanks very much for listening. By the way, for cardiac problems, avoid yo-yoing and have your doc look at your abdominal aorta to see if you've got calcium flex in it. Thanks very much for listening. Darian, thanks for great engineering. We'll be back next week with another News of the Week in the A segment and another great guest, as we'll have this week. Thanks again for listening.